Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today I have a very important show on and a very special guest. Her name is Ms. Sherry Edwards, and she is somebody who has a different approach to healing. We talk a lot about how you can, I think the body is self-healing, and that if you get out of the way and you listen to your body, give it the tools that it needs, many times it can actually override an illness. And what Ms. Edwards does is kind of interesting. It's an emerging field. It's called vocal profiling using bioacoustic biology. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself except to say, welcome, Ms. Edwards. I really am honored to have you on the show today.
Thank you. And thank you being part of helping us get this information to the public. I think it's really important.
I absolutely agree. You know, we're in these times of pandemic with the coronavirus, and there's a lot of pushing people towards vaccines, and we're all going to wait for the panacea vaccine that may be coming down the road in a year and a half, or the medications that they're creating. But I'm curious to know, I mean, let's start off with the biology, because I was taught in my physiology that the cell is essentially a battery. It's an energy. It's energy. And I would say whatever you say has power to it. And those two things together is a very unique way of looking at disease and how people can heal themselves. So tell me first a little bit about you. How did you move into this field? Because it's very unusual.
Well, I didn't do it deliberately. It kind of had a life of its own, and I've been just trying to catch up. I have some very unusual properties to my ears and my voice, that I can hear things that other people don't, out of range, like a dog can hear out of range of humans. And I just could always hear these sounds from people, and then duplicating them, they came out as sine waves, which humans aren't supposed to do. And I was really just really interested in why I could do that and other people couldn't. So as I was working myself through college, I worked at a speech and hearing clinic and was typing a paper one day about tinnitus. And I thought, I'm really sick. I hear all of these sounds and music and angels all the time. So they sent me down to have my hearing tested. That's when we discovered that it was off the charts, in a high, but I had some low frequency loss. So this guy that was testing my ears came into this little soundproof room, and he said, "What are you hearing? You're hearing just off the scale." So I heard his sound, I just did it, and he nearly dropped to his knees. We were really lucky in that he was studying samurai warriors and the yells they do to an opponent right before they attack him.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that's what we did, or thought I was doing, because he felt his blood pressure drop. So he and I decided to do a project together, because the medication that he was on was rendering him impotent, and he wanted to start a family. He just newly married. So School of Hearing and Speech Sciences, where we were, School of Interpersonal Communication, where I was, School of Nursing, his wife, and then School of Music, because this all had to do with sound. And we set up a study, and we found out that by using someone's sound that I was hearing, we could reduce people's blood pressure. Well, we could move in either direction, up or down. And essentially, we probably could have killed people with that knowledge. But our professor that I was working on, this was a senior project, he said, "You can't get this kind of data. Go do it again." And so we did, and with the same result. And people were so interested in that you could reduce somebody's blood pressure or raise it. It was fascinating, and it just kind of took off from there.
Wow. That's amazing how much power raising someone's blood pressure, lowering someone's blood pressure. I assume, too, that you can also make their how their emotional status, can you change that with the same, with the voice? Is that possible?
Absolutely. But we didn't know that we could do it with their voice in the beginning. We were just depending on what I was hearing from people and found out that it's an otoacoustic emission that I think Jan Brown is his last name. He was, I'm getting mixed up here in a minute. He was at Johns Hopkins, mm-hmm. and he was Dr. Brown, and he did a lot of experiments on animals and a sound coming from their ear that he called an otoacoustic emission. And he thought that he could use that sound to see what was going on in the body and help the animals that were sick. But it took a lot. They had to wire somebody's head down, stick a wire into their ear, take the reading, then try to find out what it was. And I was just working with some people one day, and we found out that as I was talking to these people and then hearing their sound, from their voice, we could tell what was going on. So in the beginning, we did like hours of recordings, and then finally found out that we could do it with about 30 seconds of sticking a microphone in front of your face and running it through what we'd already put together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to look at all the data that we had, and in 2004, we were able to put out a tenet that said people with similar vocal anomalies have similar vocal issues that we can look at our charts from what went before, and we say, oh, that person had heart disease and that person had macular degeneration, because there seemed to be a number matrix that matched their issue or their disease. I don't think I'm allowed to say disease,
mm-hmm.
because we're not really recognized as medical.
So, I mean, you're saying that there can be a graphical, or in your instance, you're talking about a holographic, right, representation of the voice that you can standardize in such a way that you can pick out things that are physically wrong with the person. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And we did it with just paper and pencil before now, but we have it all on computer. And we now offer people the ability to go in and pick something like PTSD or neuroplasticity or eye watcher, and they can pick one of these issues,
mm-hmm.
and give us 30 seconds of their voice, and the computer just spits them out a report that they can take to their medical provider or whoever they trust, and it gives you a heads up, sometimes many years ahead of where the symptoms would come up.
What's the most common thing that you find when, or I should say, the most common holographic representation? Is it something cardiac? Is it cancer? Is it infection? What's the thing that you find that to be the most sensitive?
Well, it's something you said when we first came on the air. It's looking at the cell. And looking at that, you're going to look at the Krebs cycle and the mitochondria. James Jandrzejewski, he was out of UCLA, he said that every cell makes a sound. Yeast, flowers, trees, everything. Every cell, humans too, make a sound. And he calls all of this sonocytology. And this, I can't remember the year, but we'd been doing it for about 20 years at that point. And he said in his papers, if we could figure out what this sound meant, we could really help doctors and nurses and the whole healthcare system.
Hmm.
And we'd already been doing it. We'd already put out papers. We'd already reversed things like arthritis and macular degeneration and autism. And we were especially good at people who had strokes, because we could give a sound back and provide that person with something the brain had forgotten how to do. I first started with this and touching people and seeing what was going on, what I could feel through my fingers as a sound. So we were really good at doing muscles and giving the sound of the muscle back to the person. We had the one case, Willie Crumb, who was a young boy, and his gang decided to beat up on him. And he was in a coma for about 2 years. Then after that, he could move like one shoulder. He couldn't talk, couldn't eat, couldn't swallow very well. He couldn't use the bathroom on his own. And his father was the head of Project Train here in Ohio. And Willie was watching the TV one Sunday afternoon. And I was on PBS. And Willie tried to tell his dad that he wanted to come and see me. And so his father, and it being Sunday, said to his son, "Well, we'll just send her a fax right now. And if she's in, then I'll take you to see her." Because Willie was indicating that he thought he could get his arms and fingers and muscles all back if he came to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, I was just absolutely compelled to go to the office, and it was Sunday. And I was there when the fax came in. It was a long time ago, faxes, the emails. And then his father was caught. He had to bring him to see me. And so one of the first things that Willie wanted, he drooled. He didn't have any muscles in the mentalis, you know, open, close your mouth, and pterygoid and all that,
mm-hmm.
in his face. And so I had always gotten these sounds by touching the muscle. And it reminded me to tell you something about that. As I touched the muscle on Willie, it was dead. There was nothing there. But I asked his father, "Can I touch your chin?" And Bill Sr. was kind of taken aback. And I said, "You are his biological father." "Yeah." So I touched the chin of the father. I got the sound in my ears. I put it in the machine. I got the frequency for it. I fed it to the son. And this is on camera. Within a minute, minute and a half, Willie could open and close his mouth.
Wow.
It's one of the most awesome cases, first awesome cases. And again, I'm doing this with my ears. And that's why this comes from a very esoteric perspective, or at least we thought so at the time. Now my ears have been tested and they're constructed differently from other people. But that made people perceive it as esoteric. And the fact that we got outcomes, that made people see it as maybe medical, but neither one claimed who we are or what we were doing. So we went to National Institute of Health and the FDA and demonstrated what we could do and fixing people's fingers that were locked up and things like that. But they still said, "We have no place to put you. This isn't medical." So here we are on our own trying to look at this. And we couldn't get any help because we couldn't prove what we were doing. We only had outcomes. So finally, I came up with a solution. Prove to me that creativity exists. You probably can't.
Mm-hmm.
But you could look at it from the other side, prove it by the outcomes, what was created. So that's where we begin to look. What outcomes could we come up with? And we've been able to map almost every organ in the body, including the skin, which is how we're doing this, giving the frequencies to the skin, and that sends it back to the brain. And that's backwards. But because young Willie was so paralyzed everywhere, we were able to show that the sounds are hitting the skin, going back to the brain, and reestablishing a connection. So he can butterfly 40 pounds. We've had him up walking. It's miracles, but of non-medicine.
Wow. On that note, let's take our first break and think about that. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Sherry Adams. I'm sorry, Edwards, my apologies. She is a specialist in bioacoustic biology. And before the break, we were talking about the power of sound to communicate, I guess that would be a best way to say, on a cellular level, to correct abnormalities and disease. And I think going back to the actual basics, this is something to me that is what medicine, and I'm a physician, so I'm going to look at everything as a scientist, but from a scientific standpoint, this is how you stop disease. You have to reset, you have to replete, you have to bring energy into an area and help the body heal itself. There's no medication that does this. Medications work from a whole different standpoint. But let's get into a little bit about how the cellular structure works. And I mean, we talked about how energy, it's an energy, every cell is a battery, essentially. So when you have a sound that comes through, and we know sound waves are energy, does it find each, you said it before the break, that each organ vibrates or has a separate or different frequency. Is that a good way to see it?
It is, but everything is a frequency. Color, shape, sound, medication, talking to someone, that changes your frequency.
Right.
We're talking about going to the least common denominator of everything, which is a frequency, and then build back from there. And if you look at tinnitus, how you build an antidote to the tinnitus sound, so it's still there, but the ear can't hear it, you just multiply it by the square root of 2, which is how they make noise-canceling headsets, so you don't hear all the airplane noise. We're doing the same kind of thing. If somebody has a frequency that's their knee and it's way too high in their voice, they probably have some kind of inflammation. So we build them an antidote, and the brain, the skin, picks it up, sends it to the brain, which sends it right back out to the knee. It's the concept, we're all there. We just put them together. And I think this stuff has been here since ancient times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're just now getting to it. We did, with computers, MIT, we did a project for the Army that dealt with the damage of acoustic blasts when these soldiers would step on a mine and it would just blast them. You can't see that on the outside most of the time.
Right.
Unless there's real physical damage. But they didn't know who to send back into battle. And we were able to identify, they sent us 90 different vocal prints, and we were able to identify the proteins that the body made to help stabilize the brain. And so now MIT is using that. So it's there, and it's in the mind of the people because of things like Star Trek and the tricorder, and you take a frequency and heal a bone. We already know what that frequency is, and we can accelerate the healing of the bone. We can't do it quite in 2 or 3 minutes like they do, but we certainly can accelerate it. But it's all information that got lost somewhere. I think people used to do it with their voices. Maybe that's where singing came in.
Right.
But we can now do it with computers. And there's a lot of generalizations, like neuroplasticity, like iWatcher, like PTSD, because even your emotions are frequency, and that's where people can go to our portal, soundhealthportal.com, and then there's services. They can pick out what they want to be evaluated, give us a vocal sample, only 30 seconds, and then the computer gives a report, a generalized report. Nutrition or muscles, or we also have the coronavirus up there right now, and the nutrition and the immune system frequencies that they can compare themselves to. And we've gotten some information back from some doctors that we've given it to that it's helping identify and helping support the immune system for people. And we keep about 6 to 10 a month and rotate them for people. They can also take our courses and learn to do it on their own. And the course is free just to see if they want to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can learn our computer programs more than anything else. And we give them the computer programs free so they can just play and munch around and see if this is something that they want to do, and then they can go on from there. We are really in need of teachers and trainers. There's just not enough of us to go around.
So when people go to, and it's soundhealthportal.com, correct?
Yes.
When they go there, it doesn't matter. You don't need to be in the same state. You can be across the country, across the world, correct? And then just submit your voice sample.
Yes, it's open 24/7, but I need to warn people, they need to have the right microphone. And there's instructions there. They can get these microphones at Amazon or any of those places that sell electronics. And they hook it up to their computer and talk to our site. And it'll go ahead and ask you what you want and where you want the stuff sent. And it's free because this, I believe this is the music or the medicine of the future. We can't prove it yet. But I think it's what they use in the olden days, ancient days, I should say. And what it does for me, like for right now, people need the help of the federal government, the state government. They need money, but they also need hope. And by putting this back in their hands, their own health, they can monitor it. And they don't have to depend on people who don't have enough services or equipment. They can do it. To me, this is giving the power back to the people. And that's why we're making it free for everyone.
Oh, that's really just, that's a blessing, honestly. I mean, part of the fear of this pandemic is the fear of the unknown, that you don't know who's got it. You don't know if you have it. Everybody's telling you if you do, it's catastrophic. And it's, I think it's taken an emotional toll on people, just as much physical in some instances, but emotionally, you're shut in, you're getting bad information and bad energy constantly if you listen to the mainstream media. That's got to actually take a toll on people. And from what you described, and we only have a minute before our break, I just want to give a teaser for the next segment. But is it really the case that you manifest what you think? So even though it may not be speech, but your thought patterns, does that also get generated into an energy as well?
I think absolutely, because we can show that thought is just a frequency, just as calcium is a frequency, and sending it to your nerves is just a frequency pathway. And we've exposed all of that, and we're sharing it with the public.
Wow. On that note, let's take our second break. You're living in the solution.
You're listening to Living in the Solution with Dr. Elena George, healthcare consumer advocate.
Welcome back to Living in the Solution. Again, we're speaking with Ms. Sherry Edwards, and I'm just amazed at the amount of power that we have over our bodies and over each other. And the ability, you know, the word and the what, not only what you say, I guess is the tone also just as important, or is it just the...
It's how loud it is.
Okay.
It's how long it is. It's what octave it's in. It's what it's combined with. And your voice will show us all of that. And then from there, we can do something with it. About 10 years ago, we had an article published in Nexus Magazine, and it was about a project we did taking blood from somebody that had Epstein-Barr, and I looked at it through the microscope. I did the sound, and the bubble around the cell began to break away as long as I was doing the sound, and then the killer cells that were right beside it, almost like we discovered something. It went up to this cell and began to break away this cloaking. And you could see it took about 8 minutes to do it. And the most unusual thing is it also did it for the blood inside the person that was in another building, not just with the slide. And what we looked at is frequency could vibrate the cell to the point where the pathogen could not enter it, could not. And we started doing things about MERS and Ebola and all that, and we put out frequencies for about 10 years about this. And then last year in August, when 5G came up, we got really concerned about it. We did another article, and I'll send you all these links if you'd like. You can put them up on your site for people. And it showed that 5G was making people susceptible to pathogens, and especially made animals susceptible to rabies. So I'm really concerned with this, about somebody needs to help take care of the animals, because we have the frequencies, we know what they are, we've had music composed with the antidotes in it, and we're making that available to people in 3 or 4 different ways. Then we're making classes available for people. Then we're making the portable available to people so that they can do their part, so they can be more in control of what's happening to them. I can't do much else, but that's my little part of what's going on in the world. And we've proven this so many times. There's 12 different videos of what we do that were done professionally, and I'll send you a link to one of them. It's the doctors that worked with us and what we've been able to accomplish through them. So there's lots of information out there. We just need to get this to people so that they can use it. And we're also offering them a tone generator, and I'll send you that information so they can take these frequencies. And if they're exposed or if they think their system is weak, they can use these.
Now, will the tone generator change? Can you manipulate the frequency of it depending on what you think you need it for?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You know, for people who think this is, you know, a little out there, I think this is proven in nature as well. I watched a video, or I guess it was about cats in particular, and that they purr at a certain vibration that helps them heal themselves or helps them control their pain. So that really opened my eyes to sound and the medicinal, the healing nature of it. And when you talk about things like, you know, we're now living with various viruses. You mentioned SARS and MERS, and now the coronavirus. What is it about? Does it stop the virus from entering the cell? Does it kill the virus? Does it just boost the immune system so that it's become more aggressive at eradicating things that want to attack it? Have you guys figured out how that part works?
Not exactly. But when we first started working with the coronavirus, we decoded the virus from the government databases, and then it began to break off into different strains. And normally, with a papilloma or something like that, you can take the frequency of the gene and antidote it so you can shut the gene down. In this case, the frequency that shut the gene down activated the protein, which is really causing the problem. So you get exposed, the gene comes in, it sets up housekeeping in the cell, and it's the byproducts of the gene that makes the proteins that makes the cell part of the mechanism for replicating the gene. So it's like the byproducts that are making you sick. And in each case, in the coronavirus case, for all 18 strains I think there is now, the gene deactivated, turned around and activated the bad protein. So we had to go from a different perspective. And so using this idea that we'd used several years ago, let's protect the coding for the cell. And it's something called cryopyrin, C-R-Y-O-P-Y-R-I-N. And that is a substance that protects the coding of the cell so it doesn't allow any of the invading pathogens to come in. So that's another thing that they can look at when they're online at Sound Health Portal. They can see how well their body's doing this. But when you look at this particular pathogen, it attacks or competes with the glutathione, which is instrumental in your immune system, and quercetin. So it's like, I guess MSG would be a really good example.
Hmm.
MSG makes a lot of people sick because they're low on glycine. So glycine and MSG, that's like in Chinese food, they're so the same frequency. Not the same substance, but the same frequency. So here's a cell, and it needs glycine to clean up everything and keep itself supple and your muscles moving right. And along comes MSG, and the cell lets it right in. Let's say it's a 10 by a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not enough glycine there on the surface to say, nope, this is my spot. My receptor, you can't come in. So people with more glutamate or glycine are not as susceptible to MSG. So it's the same kind of principle here. If you have a lot of quercetin on the outside to protect the cell, it's in competition with the virus, but the quercetin won't let it into the cell to set up housekeeping. We wrote an article about this. I'll be glad to send it to you so you can share it with everyone. Quercetin, you can get mainly from fruits. I use the inside white pithy stuff of a grapefruit peel. The other thing it competes with is a glutathione.
Mm-hmm.
And if your glutathione is low, these proteins can get a better hold. And that's, it explains it. There's a long article. That's very boring. And a short article that's a summary of all the choices that people can have. And we go ahead and give them the frequencies that they can use and the generator that they can use. It's just online tone generator. It gives them positive and negative reactions if they want to watch for it. And the sounds end up giving you vitamin C. We've been about 30 days ahead of anybody putting out any kind of information. And we now just discovered this week the reason for the lung damage. It's ammonia. The body is producing ammonia that goes in and attacks the lung system.
Because it's so acidic?
Is that
okay? Wow. So
we have a program now just for ammonia if people want to use that.
And how long should people, like, let's say you want to be preventative. What do you recommend as a regimen, whether that's sound and or supplement based, to try to really become a barrier? You know, have your
do both.
Okay.
Yeah, do both. The nutrition evaluation is free for people online. And they just need to watch zinc, ammonia, glutathione, quercetin, biflavonoids, and they can see where they are and then adjust accordingly. We also have a song that we've been using for about 10 years. It's called La Ciel, and that's available free on our site. It was designed to get rid of ammonia. Pneumonia, and support the lungs. So people can download that for free.
Wow. Well, I think, again, we need to just digest that for a bit because it's a lot of awesome information. And it's just amazing that you're a resource, and this is not costing people money. This is about, you know, doing your own due diligence and thinking outside the box. And there's a lot of ways that people don't know about to heal themselves. And I'm just so happy that you're on the show, because I think what you're doing is amazing, and lives that you're saving, aside from all the politics and everything else that's going on, this is really powerful. On that note, let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in the Solution, where my special guest is Miss Sherry Edwards. She is a specialist in acoustic biology. People can go to her website, soundhealthportal.com. And from that website, Ms. Edwards, they can get all the other things we're talking about, the sound generator, all these other things that you carry, correct?
They can use Sound Health Options, and that has all the articles, the research, the downloads, the videos, on it. And on the portal, it's really a workstation, but there's a lot of tutorials and texts there so they can learn to do this on their own. We do a class every month, a two-day class for people, but they can go do this all on their own. It's all on one of those sites or both.
Okay. Now, it's, you talked about the virus. We talked about other diseases. I'm sure there's a cohort of patients and listeners who have know somebody who's been suffering from cancer or struck with cancer. Is that another disease process that can be treated or ameliorated with the sound healing?
Absolutely. And of all the people that we've evaluated with cancer, three things come up. Catalase, calcitonin, vitamin A, I'm forgetting one. Catalase, calcitonin. I'll send you the article. But it goes right back to the very first thing you said. It's all about that Krebs cycle and looking at the one cell at a time and keeping it very, very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody has a different kind of cancer, sinus cancer from breast cancer, and there's different pieces to it. But the commonality always is that Krebs cycle is in stress, and the cell, one single cell, can't fight for itself. And you get that up and running, and we have a computer program for that that they can choose on the portal. It's called Krebs, K-R-E-B-S. And the other one to look at is how they're using their incoming resources. It's called methylation mapping. So we put everybody through those first two when they come to our clinic in Ohio so that we know what they're doing from the ground or the cell up. And we also correlate it with their emotions. And they can go on that Sound Health Portal site, and on the very first page, they can talk to a little computer program there called NanoVoice, and it will tell them what they're stressed over. And we have over 500 demonstration videos, instructional videos, under Vimeo. YouTube took all of ours off, but Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. And they can learn to do this. Again, we try to set it up so they could be independent.
Mm-hmm.
But you can look at each one of these computer programs, and if E is an issue, it's oxygen. If G, it's minerals. If D, it's your liver. And the books and everything are right there for everybody. You know, somebody said to me, if it's all free, what good is it? And that really took me aback.
Wow.
But this is my life. This is my rose-colored wish for the world, that the mutations in my ears and voice really meant something, and that God put them here, or whoever our all-knowing being is, God put them in me so that I could share them with other people. And I knew that I could probably make millions of dollars if I would just charge people a lot of money for doing it. But I wanted everybody to have this ability. And that's on my tombstone, or if there is one, I just wanted to say she was able to make a difference.
Well, I think that goes without saying. Just this show alone is reaching, you know, thousands upon thousands of people who, if it's only 1% who get it and who incorporate that into their regime or their lifestyle, and it makes a difference or it saves a life, then it's worth it, in my opinion. Now, cancer, we talked about physical. What about mental stresses and abnormalities? You talked about autism, but what about depression, anxiety? These things seem to be just completely, they just keep exponentially growing in our society. I don't know if it's being diagnosed more or because of all the stress and everything that's going on, people are actually getting stressed and anxious and depressed. Is there something that goes along with sound healing for those folks?
Yes, absolutely. We have anxiety, depression. A lot of times it's minerals. Sometimes it's physical, like part of the brain's been damaged. Astrocytes we have. There's four major things with PTSD. Calcium, niacin, linoleic acid, and zinc. And there's a second layer. Now, that first level, those people don't know that they're ill. They're not aware enough if they find those four things in their file as not usable or low. Calcium, niacin, linoleic acid, and zinc. The second level is the people who know something's wrong, like a lot of the soldiers that come back and commit suicide. B5, choline, magnesium, and progesterone. Those are the ones that we can help by sending them to their health food store or changing their diet. But with children, they don't always know that there's an issue. And so we train the parents, and we can also look at a program called PREVAC, pre-vaccination risk factors. So we can look at their voice and see where they're vulnerable. And we wrote to Bill Gates and said, you know, we have this program that you could do some kind of pre-diagnostic. And they just wrote me back a horrible letter like, you know, go away absolutely and jump off the cliff if you can.
Wow.
But there's things going on right now. I just got an article that chloroquine is something that Trump said would help this virus. But the governor of Nevada just outlawed it.
Yeah,
so
I heard that.
What's going on?
You're not even allowed to prescribe it for your patient there.
Yeah, so what's going on? It's really confusing to know who to believe. So you can use that little nano voice and test their voice. And we've got documents and videos that show how you can tell who's not telling you the truth.
That's like gold right there. Everybody alone should do that to figure out what's going on, because I think you're absolutely right. It is confusing for patients. And I'm a big fan of put the information out and let people make up their own mind instead of people being told that you can't think this because you're wrong. And that's when you need to start questioning it. When they take things summarily off the table like that, you have to wonder why. Because there's studies that have shown that that particular medication is effective. And it's in France. It's anecdotal here. It was an NIH study in 2005 that said that chloroquine helped eradicate the coronavirus, and it was in monkeys. So to say that it doesn't exist or to shut it off, or in my opinion, nothing works for everybody, right? But this one, this method, it's going down to the cellular level. We're not talking about a bioavailability of a drug. We're not talking about a side effect of a drug that works for women but not for men, or black people or not white people, children or adults. We're talking about biology. Cells have, you know, minus 40 potential, if I can remember my physiology really well. And if we balance that, then the cells live longer. They're more productive. It's pretty straightforward from a scientific level, isn't it?
Yes, when you look at this virus that especially is attacking your glutathione, well, that's what gets attacked with vaccines, with chemtrails, with so many things that's out there in man-made glyphosate. It attacks the glutathione, so our immune system is getting hit from all different sides. I just got letters from two different doctors in Italy, and I had offered to give them the equipment and everything to do one big room at a time because they were saying they're told not to treat anybody under 60. And so I said, if you've got anybody that knows somebody that can get me some vocal prints, I can help. And these two doctors separately wrote to me that there's being products withheld from them. They're being told not to treat anybody over 60. And the two people that came from a service that did 3D printing, these people offered to make the respirators, and they arrested them and put them in jail.
Wow.
What's true? What isn't? What are we trying to accomplish?
That's a really good question. And, you know, my other corollary to that is who stands to gain? You know, that's the other side of this coin. But if you have, again, I'm going to reiterate this because it's really important. If you have knowledge, then you have the power. Because you can protect yourself, protect your family, have an alternate route to health. If one road is blocked, you have to have another direction around it, correct?
Correct. And there's no strings attached to anything that we're going to provide. They're doing it on their own. I should throw this in real quick before I forget. If the frequencies that you're listening to that we provide, if you get a dry mouth or you get a loose stool, you have an overdose.
Repeat that again so people can hear that.
The frequencies that we have given to people, and particularly the ones with this coronavirus, and I'm going to send you the article with these frequencies in it and the generator. An overdose is you get a dry mouth and a loose stool, exactly like you would if you took an overdose of vitamin C.
Okay. And then all you have to do is just step away, stop using it for a while, and everything will, from homeostatic point of view, come back towards normal, correct?
Well, we hope the body's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the instructions are in the summaries that I'm going to send you.
Now, is there an age limit that you don't recommend people do it? Children, infants, adults, or as long as you're within the treatment range or the safe range, it doesn't matter?
We have never tested this on any coronavirus person. We're only going from extrapolation from the other things we've done, Ebola and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And this acts more like an allergy than a pathogen anyway. But I want people to know that we've not actually tested on coronavirus. And if anybody's out there and they have the coronavirus, send me information. I'd like a vocal print because I can get down to the exact frequency somebody needs if I have their print. But we've never tried it here. But it's never hurt anybody that we've ever used it on. Sometimes the overdose would cause a little headache, and that would be a signal to turn it off.
And how long are the treatments in general?
About 8 minutes at a time.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to stop and allow for the die-off. And your urine will usually get dark and bubbly and smelly, especially ammonia smelly.
So it's like a detoxer almost, sounds like.
Yes. Yeah, and all the instructions are in these articles.
She said something interesting, which I just want to explore briefly. You're saying the coronavirus is acting more like an allergy than a pathogen? How do you mean?
Yes. Well, we have a template for allergies, and we have a template for pathogens. And the coronavirus kicks up your mast cells and your histamines like it, well, the numbers point to that, like it's an allergy instead of a pathogen that's going to kick up immune system. Well, immune system comes up with allergies too. It's just 14, 17, and 19. Those are the numbers that'll come up in your vocal print if this is a pathogen. If it's an allergy, it's totally different. Numbers that we looked at and the matrices that they created, it looks like this attacks the mast cells and the histamidase.
Okay.
So if you're going to have your voice done, ask them to do hives also. And that'll give you how you're reacting to this, where the other one is more, I can't say prescriptive, that's not a word we're allowed to use, but it's more evaluative and protective, where looking at it as an allergy gives you the pathway by which it's attacking the body.
Time goes so quickly with the show, and it's just been amazing to have you on. I learned a great deal. And once again, how can people reach you?
The information at Sound Health Options, or they can just use my name, Sherry with an A, onair@gmail.com.
We'll have all this information for folks, but I highly recommend you go to her website. What do you have to lose? You need to find out more about your body, and you can't do it sometimes by just going to your doc. This is something deeper. So, Ms. Edwards, I want to thank you for coming on, and God bless everything you're doing, and I just say keep up the good work.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.